The history of early Ontario came alive through the story of John Graves Simcoe, his family and pets through award-winning author and creator Adam Bunch on Monday night at the Tech Wee Gwill Y Hall in Newton Robinson. Speaking to members of the public and the Tecumseh and West Gwillimbury Historical Society, Bunch told an engaging story in a unique way through his presentation titled, Toronto's Founding Dog. And How He Almost Got Eaten. Bunch added some simple animation to paintings and drawings created by Elizabeth Simcoe, née Gwillim, and others, to add interest to an already intriguing story. John Graves Simcoe was a veteran of the American Revolutionary War where he served with the British Army. He married Elizabeth Gwillim when he returned to England. Once Upper Canada was formed and he became its first lieutenant governor, he, Elizabeth, two of their six children set sail for Canada. They had five more children while in Canada, one of whom died. Bunch talked about how their first home was a very large tent set up in 1792 in what was then the seat of government, Newark, now Niagara-on-the-Lake. Incredibly, they hosted parties and dances trying to mimic the English culture. Simcoe saw the sense in moving the capital to York, now Toronto. It provided better defenses against the Americans as it was anticipated they would eventually attack, which they did in 1812. As well as recording their experiences through painting and sketching, Elizabeth kept a diary. Through it, Bunch learned they lived with a cat and two dogs. Their hound didn't make it to Toronto. Jack Sharp, their Newfoundland dog, did. Bunch referred to Jack Sharp at different points in his presentation as an effective way to liven the story. I'm always excited to learn anything that seems to be sort of an interesting, engaging, or even hooky story that's easy to get people interested and excited, and that also illuminates bigger things at work in history, Bunch explained. By sharing the story of Jack Sharp and where he is, and what he's doing, you can learn so much about the founding of Toronto. Simcoe would take Jack Sharp, a large dog by breed, with him when he went out from Toronto to explore, such as following an ancient trade route known as Carrying Place, away through the Humber River Valley to what is now Lake Simcoe and on to the upper Great Lakes. On one of the forays into the wilderness to plan Yonge Street, Simcoe and some of his men got separated from their main group with only one day's food ration. Bunch emphasized the seriousness of the situation and increased suspense by relating that they considered eating Jack Sharp. Fortunately for the dog, and perhaps themselves, they found their bearings just in time. Elizabeth Simcoe also traveled in some of these areas and others. East, West and North Gwillimbury were named by her husband using her birth name Gwillim. He named Lake Simcoe after his father. Once the Simcoes returned to England in 1796, Bunch said there was no more mention of Jack Sharp. When talking of his approach to presenting history, Bunch said, "When you start looking at these historical figures and learning about their personal lives, you find all these incredible, powerful, relatable, passionate stories that take place within big historical stories." Bunch is the author of the Toronto Book of the Dead and the Toronto Book of Love, the host of the Canadiana documentary series, and the creator of the Toronto Dreams Project. For more information, adambunch.com. The Tecumseh and West Gwillimbury Historical Society and Tech Wee Gwill Women's Institute present exposed, A Brief History of Underwear on Monday, May 15 at 7:30 p.m. at the Tech Wee Gwill Hall, Newton Robinson, 4380 Line 10, Bradford, West Gwillimbury. This is free for members, $5 for guests. All are welcome.